This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Neil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Better stop.
Okay. All right. We got a frozen machine. That happens every once in a while. And so when that happens, I get to come on and say hello. How are you? Yes, it is Scott's birthday. Scott! So we're all celebrating, you know, and of course we're talking about the things that you want to hear about, and we've got the experts coming up. Liz Peek's going to join us in just a little bit. Meanwhile, besides it being Scott's birthday today, it is the Great American Smokeout. Did you know that? That comes back again. Also, have a party with your, is that your beer or your bear day? I guess with your bear. And if you want to read your beer day and you want to have a party with your beer day, I guess
why
you can have
both,
that too.
Right?
Hey, we're equal opportunity.
It's my birthday. Do whatever.
Yeah, you can do whatever. Okay. National Button Day. I mean, some of these days, I mean, how do they come together? And I guess all of a sudden we need to commemorate the button, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. You National know, Fast Food Day. I'll be taking advantage of that today.
Well, that's right. I mean, what happens there at the Burdick household? I mean, you know, we got the big birthday deal. What happens?
Usually we go out to dinner.
Another day of infamy. Is that what it is?
Yeah, they say I get to pick it, but usually it ends up being pizza or pasta or something, mm-hmm. and neither one are on my favorite list. So, but whatever.
Well, let me ask you. Okay, it's your birthday. I mean, if it was your what would be your number one choice for your birthday?
Always steak.
Steak,
always,
yeah.
Always, uh-huh. It doesn't, never
and,
changes.
And in Minnesota right there where you're at, what's the best steak place?
Oh, probably Manny's would be my guess.
Manny's, huh?
Yeah, not the Manny that we know, but.
No. Well, yeah, right. Yeah.
Although I've never tried it. He probably can cook a really good steak, too.
Probably.
I've never tried it. So.
Yeah. Well, that's good. So Manny's, that's the place you go there in Minnesota and for your birthday. But, you know, we're doing pizza maybe, huh?
Yeah, tonight I'm going out with my mom and my dad and my sister and you know.
Oh, your dad's back. His back end is thawed out after the hunting out there in sub-zero degree weather.
Yep. So I'll go out to dinner with them, and I don't know. I was born on the same day as my grandfather.
Oh wow!
Not,
okay.
Not like the same day, same year, but same mm-hmm. day.
Well, of course.
You know how that works.
Yes, I know. Yeah, I knew exactly what you were talking about.
So it's kind of a, he's no longer with us, but it's kind of a double, it always worked in my favor.
Yes.
I'm probably actually, if you base my age off of how many birthdays I've celebrated, mm-hmm. I'm probably like 100 and some years old, because he was very big on the, he would just go to restaurants as he got older and say, yeah, it's my birthday. Mm-hmm. And if I was with him, well, we have the same birthday, so it must be my birthday, too.
Right.
So yeah, it was...
Well, plus, you probably went to nicer restaurants when Grandpa was around, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, well, he always liked... the favorite place to do the old it's my birthday thing was mm-hmm. Baker Square.
They had
great French silk pie that he absolutely loved, and it was my favorite, too. And they'd, for your birthday, they'd give you a piece of pie. And like if I said it was my birthday, they'd probably ask to see my ID. But since he said it was his, nobody asked to see.
What is it? I mean, this is the thing, you know. It's a privilege of age. There are some advantages, you know. I'm telling you. Okay. Well, getting back to some of this other non so serious stuff, you know, progressives are just unhinging themselves over this impeachment issue. Six House progressives filed five articles of impeachment against President Trump. I mean, you talk about obstruction, and this is one of the things that they're claiming, obstruction of justice, illegally profiting from his office, threatening the independence of the judiciary, undermining the freedom of the press. You know, but I guess they're not looking in the mirror as they present this, I guess. Well, what can you tell you? More coming. Liz Peek is up next right here on Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Now, listening a little bit of, Barry White and the Love Unlimited Orchestra, you know, and you think, yeah, that's what we need. Lots of love here. Get this country back on track. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. Want to drop me an email? We'd love to hear from you, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, so what do you think about Judge Moore? Does Judge Moore survive all this? I mean, can you imagine, and I think about it, people have ambition to want to serve the country and, all the right reasons, but, boy, the contentiousness. If you're on the wrong side, it's like, even some Republicans go, hey, I'm going to run for office, but I'm going to become a Democrat because it's not so, I don't want these guys against me, all this stuff that they come at you with. And, Judge Moore is really taking in a lot of incoming here. And that is the question. That's something I'm hearing a lot of. Is this guy going to be able to make this? Make this through. Is there something, that is going to go, something, some big reveal that's going to allow him to get on top of this? They were questioning, the handwriting and, some nuances on, the latest reveal of a high school annual that supposedly he had written. Well, he wasn't the attorney general at the time, but they have AG there, so. There's a lot of, but what can you do? I mean, you're weeks away from this big election, and a huge swing supposedly has taken place in terms of his acceptance and popularity. And you, is this fake news on steroids and the destruction of an individual? All by innuendo and, after 40 years of service and all the vetting you have to go through, as you can imagine, for him to be in the position that he was in, why wouldn't they, catch this sooner? I don't know. It's all, this is the world of dirty politics. And I know that, when you hear about it, you think, oh my goodness, I'm glad I'm in the radio business. I'm glad I'm doing anything but being in politics. But we need people in, in politics doing the people's bidding. But, boy, I'll tell you, they're making it rough because, if you don't fit into their paradigm and you're not part of the reindeer that are used to playing the reindeer games there, boy, it's an uphill battle. But, that's the big question. Does Judge Moore survive this? I have a lot of faith in the people in Alabama. I know that they will do the right thing, and I pray that we get the truth to the situation as to what's going on. I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, if these things were true, well, then certainly he would disqualify himself as a candidate, and it's going to be an uphill battle for him. An uphill battle for him, even if he gets elected. what's going to happen, and especially in light of this recent reveal within the within Congress itself. That did you know about the slush fund that they have? That they've spent something like $15 million plus of the people's money. This is our money. It's not even them. They're not writing a check. They're writing a check on our backs, basically, to shush these young gals that have been violated for sexual and sexual harassment. This is absolutely crazy. Well, Liz joins us now. Liz Peek, a columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times, spent over 20 years. Sorry, Liz. You can slap me later. You can slap me later. 20 years. It's Scott's birthday. That's why I'm a little off here right now. So it's been over 20 years on Wall Street. Most of them is a top-ranked research analyst. Liz, we were just talking about, all this, the reveal that came out of this congressional sexual harassment. I mean, it's all coming out. I mean, you know, Hollywood's got their casting couches. Everybody has their... their areas of ill repute, and now we're finding out that we've, on behalf of congressmen, have been paying, hush money to these young girls that have been, sexually abused or harassed or otherwise, violated there in Congress. And, I mean, it's the people's money. Over $15 million is crazy, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty horrifying. I think that... it is high time that we talked openly, and that's what's happening now, thank heavens, mm-hmm. about these incidents, which people have really just accepted as standard operating procedure in far too many venues, including, as you mentioned, Hollywood. Obviously, I mean, we all have heard the casting couch. It was kind mm-hmm. of, a trial by fire. And now we find out that it's, guess what, prevalent, in many other realms. And there's always a chance that something like this sort of spirals out of control and you end up with innocent people getting dragged under the bus for no good reason. But mm-hmm. the truth is, I think this conversation is overdue. And
without a doubt.
Mm-hmm. As women entered the workforce and became equal partners in many businesses, it was still the case that mm-hmm. they were subjected to harassment, interference, and so forth, inappropriate behavior. And look, I think one of the more egregious and upsetting things to people, whether you're a director of the Weinstein companies or whether you're a taxpayer, is that all this money was paid to buy off women who mm-hmm. had credible claims. And, let's face it, we've heard about it in JFK's history. We've heard about it in Bill Clinton's history. It's pretty bad news. And so I don't celebrate this because, frankly, I think it's kind of horrible to have all these allegations brought up and in many cases proved. But I think it's, as I say, I think it's not unhealthy to have this conversation.
Well, it's time to open this up. I mean, this thing has been festering for a long time. The irony, Liz, is, speaking of Bill Clinton and those that carried his water, including Hillary and the media, boy, they're looking really bad here, because they defended this kind of sexual abuse and harassment in the workplace. And now it's coming out in such a way, and they're on the record, carrying Bill Clinton's water and others. This doesn't fare well for them. I don't know how they get out from underneath this.
I agree. I mean, there's hypocrisy flowing deep on the ground and hypocrisy about attacking Donald Trump, for example, and his lewd remarks on a tape. Well, is that really worse than a credible accusation of rape, which actually people on the left now are beginning to say, in the case of Bill Clinton, perhaps we should have really sided with Juanita Broderick?
Yes.
I mean, there are many places in life today where, if depending on which side of the political fence you are, you're treated very differently.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really wrong. I think we're seeing that it's wrong, and it's certainly wrong in this area.
Well, without a doubt. And last night, I don't know if you caught this on Laura Ingraham's new show, young black woman, with all the aspiring ideal of, being a job as a fellow working for the Black Caucus, and she told her personal story. It was a heartbreak to think of what this young woman has gone through, and even to the point, Liz, she can't even talk about it today for fear of retribution. I mean, it's a sad commentary, and we can only hope that we would open this thing up once and for all and get it cleaned up. We'll see.
I totally agree.
More from Liz after this. Stay with us.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
To Bill Martinez live.
Thank you for everything. Thank you for loving me. It don't even matter what tomorrow brings. Well, I will say my thank you for sun and rain.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez live.
It's a, you know, attitude of gratitude. gratitude. Why not? Welcome back. 19 after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Liz Peek still with us. Even though I, you know, a little faux pas. She didn't hang up on me, thank God. Columnist for FoxNews.com in the Fiscal Times. Spent over 20 years to be correct on Wall Street. Most of them as a top-ranked research analyst. Liz, people want to know, Judge Moore, does he survive?
Well, it's a good question. There are various, I think they're scrambling. Mitch McConnell and others are scrambling to figure out what can be done. Mm-hmm. There's one idea, which is that Luther Strange should be asked to resign his seat right now so that they could put another person in that slot, and perhaps that would change the upcoming election timing and also require a change. I don't know the legality of all these things. I do think that they're trying to figure something out. The problem, I don't know that there's ever been a political character, and that's kind of, or candidate and mm-hmm. character, who was less likely to bow to public opinion. I mean, that's just not his MO.
Exactly.
So, you know, you have an awful lot of people asking him to step down, including some of his biggest prior supporters. And I just don't think there's much indication he's going to do that. But we'll see. I mean,
well, barring,
unfortunately, no one has leverage over him, you know. No one, the Trump family, obviously Ivanka, came out with a pretty strongly worded commentary yesterday. That's not going to move him because Trump didn't support him. So I don't know who could make a difference here.
Well, the only thing that could make a difference, if there's some kind of reveal. I mean, they're suggesting that, you know, of course, yesterday they brought out the high
yearbook.
School annual yearbook
yeah.
thing. And, you know, and they're saying, well, that's not, you know, he wasn't even the AG. He was assistant AG, wouldn't have signed it that way. There's got to be some, you know, some break in credibility here to where he can get some standing again. Otherwise, even if he was to get elected, I mean, it's not like I see a ribbon cutting ceremony as he enters in, you know, the Senate chambers.
Yeah, that's the problem. I mean, there is no good outcome here. If he runs and wins, he arrives in Washington with more than a cloud hanging over him. And if he loses, then the Republicans have lost a very important seat. So really, he needs to step aside. Whether he will put his personal ambitions on hold and do that for the good of the country and the party, I don't know.
Or the governor, you know, the governor supposedly, he has the ability to postpone the election as well, possibly?
That, you know, again, all these things are being tried out, I know, before lawyers and so forth. That would certainly be very good news from a number of perspectives, including the fact, obviously, that there is important business pending in the Senate. Obviously, the tax bill, everybody is hoping will get done by the end of the year, if not in the first quarter. So if by chance the Democrats win that seat and all you would need then is one Republican to defect, and we've seen that we've seen that play before,
it
would be great to have this thing postponed. And if the governor can do that, I hope he will.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, we'll see. We'll see how this plays out. But this is... Wait, you know, this modern-day political environment, this is pretty scary stuff. I mean, what is this set into motion going forward, Liz?
I think Dan Henniger had a very good piece today in the Wall Street Journal on just this topic. I don't know how it gets better. I think if the Republicans follow through and appoint a special counsel to look into Hillary Clinton's activities, which, by the way, I think should have happened at some point along the way, but... You know, at this stage, I don't know that, frankly, I don't have the total confidence that the truth would emerge from an investigation into Uranium One sale or other pay-to-play activities by the Clintons, because I think, and I say this with real misgivings, I think that our Justice Department, the law enforcement agencies, and so forth have been somewhat corrupted, and As I say, I hate saying those words, but some of the stuff that's gone on, I think, has been pretty unconscionable. And the Obama Justice Department played fast and loose. Remember, the first AG under Obama was cited. Lied to the House any number of intelligence heads, Clapper et al., have lied to Congress. This is not an upstanding group, and I worry that that lack of credibility is tainting the Mueller investigation. It would be great to think that Mueller's going to finally come out and say there was no collusion, that President Trump was party to, he is legitimate president, carry on. But I just don't know that it's so politically fraught. I don't know that he can do that, or
they've
that
almost,
we will do that.
They've almost checkmated themselves, haven't they, Liz? Because if he really, you know, he's probably looking for an exit ramp because, you know, this whole fake intel, you know, the Dems paying Russians for the intel, did that trigger this investigation? I mean, it's tainted this thing so badly that, you know, it's like, you know, it's like an oncologist opening up the body and just seeing cancer everywhere and just saying, let's just fold this. Let's call it a day. You know, this is just, this is way too heavy of stuff. And Uranium One, the Clintons, I mean, they don't do anything simple. Everything is very complex. And this is what we were saying the other day. I mean, she's not even in office, and it's still, it's wearisome. You know,
it's
a whole
other
story.
I totally agree with you. And, you know, in my optimistic days, I hope that Mueller has surrounded himself with Clinton partisans with the idea that if he comes out and clears Trump, no one will take issue with that. In other words, if he had hired a lot of people who were Trump supporters, obviously, then the Democrats would never believe his findings. On the other hand, it's hard to think that they won't manufacture something. I don't know. You know, I actually, Bill, and I may be the only person who actually will say this openly, I don't think President Trump did anything wrong. I don't think his campaign, the close people around him, like his family and so forth, I don't think they were party to anything that went on that was anything but your normal dirty tricks, such as the Clintons engaged in. I hope that's the findings, because we need to put this country back together and to stop this ridiculous hatred and the hate-infused bias against a sitting president. This is not good for this country.
Well, and I keep saying, Liz, I mean, here we are, $20 trillion in debt. We're wasting a lot of money and time here.
Sure.
I mean, we've got Main Street America that is suffering, that wants health care squared away. We're looking at tax reform, possibly. I say probably more tax cuts than tax reform, because it's hard to have tax reform if it's not bipartisan. And the resistance from the Democratic side is compromising the whole process and the potential of being able to do some great things on behalf of the American people.
They don't want it done. I mean, I will say that factually, if you ask Chuck Schumer, do you want really excellent tax reform? Do you want to stimulate the economy? Do you want to engage in a big infrastructure program? He will say no, because all of that will redound, as he well knows, to the credit of Donald Trump. And
exactly.
That is, now, you know, the Republicans have been guilty of that, too. They didn't want a lot of things to go forward when Obama was president. That we have gotten to a place in this country where the good of the country is the last thing people seem to really put at the top of their list, and that's a tragedy.
And what happens in 2018?
I don't know. I think the best case for Republicans is they actually get tax reform done, and then they spend 2018 talking about infrastructure. There are some elements of the tax bill which I think make that more difficult. The treatment of bond interest on these public-private kind of partnerships, and that seems stupid to me, because that's the way they're going to have to go, because it will not be bipartisan.
Well, we got to leave it there until we meet again, Liz Peek, columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. Thank you, Liz. Appreciate it. This is Bill Martinez.
Thanks
We're
for
live.
Having me on, Bill.
You got it. Always. Take care.
This report is brought to you by the National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization. November is National Hospice and Palliative Care Month. This year marks the 35th anniversary of the Medicare Hospice Benefit, which has brought high-quality, patient-centered care to millions of Americans. The National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization is working to help people understand that hospice increases quality of life when a cure is not possible, and that it allows patients to spend their final months at home with support for family caregivers. Hospice care is widely covered by both Medicare and most private insurance plans. Ido Benick, NHPCO President and CEO.
One of the biggest misconceptions about hospice is that it's only brink-of-death care, which is simply not true. There's no reason to fear hospice. It's meant to provide comfort during the final months of life, not just the final hours, and allows patients to make their end-of-life journey at home, surrounded by their loved ones, where they want
to
be.
To learn more about hospice, see videos of hospice in action, or find a provider in your community, visit momentsoflife.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez live.
I am so glad you gave
me. It's a time for Thanksgiving, huh? Just setting you up, getting you ready. And welcome back. Bill Martinez here, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. It's just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Well, you know, for those of you that have taken advantage of the technology of the Square, you're going to like our next guest. He is the Square's product manager, oversees work on Square for retail and point-of-sale apps. And we're going to talk small business and the season and how hectic it can be with the holiday season revving up and getting into official full swing. You know, it's easy to become overwhelmed, especially for small businesses, but keeping customers happy can have a direct impact on your bottom line, as you know. Joining us right now to talk about it is Chris Woodyard, as I mentioned. He is the Square Product Manager. Chris, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Bill, it's a pleasure. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Hey, great to have you here to talk about business. We're bullish on business here on this radio show, as you may know. Here's a time for many businesses to really make hay, as they say, because there's a reason they call it Black Saturday and Black Friday.
Exactly. Yeah, and Saturday, yeah. All days.
Yes, exactly.
So there are 28 million small businesses that need tools to compete, and one of the big ones being marketing tools, making sure that you have those integrated with your point of sale is going to be crucial for reaching repeat and new customers this holiday season. One example of those tools could be a loyalty program. What a loyalty program offers is the ability to build long-term, lasting relationships with your customers. With Square, we do offer a loyalty program, and we've seen that customers that are participating in that loyalty program have a 33% increase in their spend at merchants. Another thing is, if your inbox is starting to look like mine, all of these email messages that are coming out, making sure that you're using tools to automate those email messages and those social media marketing campaigns. So both tools are going to be great around the holiday to promote your sales, your special events, any kind of discounts that you're going to be running. Within Square, we do offer a marketing product, and for each dollar spent in Square marketing, we've seen a $10 return at the counter. So that's a great return on investment for small
businesses.
That's
awesome. That's great. We love ROI. Chris, you suggest here, and as we're realizing, a lot of pressure on time. I thought it was an interesting survey here recently when people were asked if they had another hour a day, what would they do with that extra hour a day because of the pressure that is on their time. They say, I want to sleep. Just give me another hour to sleep. Because we are so overloaded on information, and this the information age in which we live in, it's the processing of that information, because you got to be able to get through it and discern what is most important. And this is what I appreciate about what Square is doing here, is that you're bringing up to the top the things that you need to address to maintain connectivity with your customers, right?
Exactly. So what we've done within Square is we've built a number of automated processes for merchants. So it gives them the business data insights that they need, understanding the peak time of days in which they should be staffing, what are my top-selling products, and with that top-selling product, I mean, really gearing up for the holidays, making sure that you are stocking those things appropriately. Mm-hmm. If you haven't started contacting your vendors to order those products, make sure you're doing that today. If you need credit or loans in order to fund all of those large purchases, Square Capital is available, and we've seen a number of merchants use Square Capital to buy inventory. And then just being smart around that inventory. As you mentioned, it's like adding time back into your day. Mm-hmm. There are tools that can help you in the reordering process. There are tools that you can use that give you stock alerts as soon as things are running low, tools to print barcode labels to help you at the checkout counter. So making sure that you're managing all this really does add time back in the day, and it could be spent with family, finally going on vacation at the end of that holiday rush, but making sure that you do utilize these tools to help you operate your business effectively.
Chris, these are great ideas here, and I know a lot of business people that are listening that are saying thank you. I mean, these are some good things. You know, how do I get started? You know, and the thing is that you know, you got to quit thinking about it. You just got to start. You know, you got to jump in and start working through it. It's a little tough here at this point because the season is upon you. But there are some academic steps that you can start to do right now, right?
Absolutely. So making sure that you're becoming an analytical, almost like data nerd, if you will. Mm-hmm. So getting a full understanding of your sales helps you make those smarter decisions. What are my, as I mentioned, like best-selling items, peak time of days, what are my profit margins? And it's that automation. Like, business owners are incredibly busy. They're wearing 17 different hats at any given moment,
right,
making sure that you're using tools that do automate that for you. The Square dashboard gives you access into some of Square's financial products, including payroll and capital. We have marketing. We have sales reports, all of that being cloud-based. So when you finally have that extra hour to sit down on the couch, you can be checking and managing your business from home. You don't actually have to be in the physical four walls in order to do that. So it is all about utilizing tools, automating your processes, and also building those long-lasting relationships with your customers.
Exactly.
There's a number of things that you can do. Square has a free customer directory. You can take notes on your merchants and just build those long-lasting relationships.
Well, that is awesome that Square has that availability. I mean, it's quite comprehensive, and I think that some people would be surprised to realize the power that is right there. Maybe they use Square just for, you know, some basic operations, but what you're bringing to bear here and bringing to mind is that there is gold in them dar hills if you're willing to, you know, check it out, right?
Absolutely. So we're not just that Square, the white iconic card reader nowadays. We are a full ecosystem of both hardware and software products. So we can fit merchants of all size, shapes and sizes, all different types of businesses, retail, restaurants, services, professional services. We do have the tools to help merchants manage that business.
Well, Chris, it is, you know, as I say, quite comprehensive. It can be overwhelming, but I always say if you want to be successful, do what the successful people are doing. What, if we can be so academic about it, what you know, top three things do people utilize with Square that are most successful?
Probably touches on some of the things about I mentioned earlier about automation and using those analytics to best serve you. Also, remembering that we are a cloud-based point of sale, which means you can quickly turn up multiple registers when things get busy. Being a free point of sale, you can turn on one, two, three applications all at once, and then have multiple employees processing transactions for you. You'd hate to have that long line going out the door and customers starting to second guess whether or not they should buy things or not.
Exactly. Well, how can we avoid some common headaches associated with the business sales this time of year?
For one, make sure that you're staffing up. If you haven't put that help wanted sign up in the window, make sure that you're doing that. And staffing up, make sure that you're also training employees appropriately. It's one thing to have employees behind the counter. It's another if the employees can actually do their jobs. So make sure that you are training folks. One nice thing about using some of these new point of sales out there is that they are very easy to use. Square, for one, is very easy and simple to get up and running. Merchants can get up and running in no more than 5 minutes. And then make sure that you're kind of tracking employees. We actually built in some employee management tools which allow merchants to control who has access to sales data, who can issue discounts. And then I mentioned earlier about that cloud-based point of sale. Right. If you're not on one now, I would absolutely consider doing so at the end of the holiday season, researching them. But making sure that you know that all of your data is safe and secure out there and they can quickly spin up and manage your business from anywhere.
Well, Chris, where can people go for more information?
To learn more about these tips and tools for merchants and to get ready for the holidays, you can visit us at squareup.com. We also have a blog called the Town Square Blog with more helpful information for merchants.
Chris, good stuff here. I appreciate the time. Thank you for coming on, Chris Woodyard, the Square Product Manager on Bill Martinez Live. Have a great holiday season, a great selling season, and make it an award-winning season. Why not, huh, Chris?
You too. Thanks, Bill.
All
happy
right.
Thanksgiving to you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136. Attention, users of the blood-thinning drug Xarelto. If you took the drug Xarelto and experienced complications such as cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, you may be eligible to get a cash award for your suffering. Call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 1-800-430-5010. That's 800-430-5010. To qualify for a cash settlement, you must file a claim before the deadline. So don't miss your opportunity for a cash settlement. Call 800-430-5010 now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Our call center is open 24/7. So if you took the drug Xarelto and experienced cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 800-430-5010. 800-430-5010. That's 800-430-5010.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. And if you're so inclined, we'd love to hear from you. You can drop me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Time to talk tax cuts or tax reform. What is it? Lou Euler is with us. It's been a long time since we've had a chance to talk with Lou, president and nationally recognized expert on tax limitation and tax and spend budgetary issues, pioneer of the balanced budget amendment. What a novel concept here. We keep talking about it. But sooner or later, Lou, we might get these knuckleheads to figure this out and realize that, like every other household in America, you can't spend more than you make. But, some of these politicians think just because you have checks, you got to have money, and you just keep on printing the checks, I guess. But also Lou's behind and very aggressively behind an Article 5 Constitutional Convention effort. What are we, 29 of 34 needed states already?
Well, no, we lost a couple to rescission this last year. But the latest, a week ago today, Wisconsin became the 28th state.
Okay.
So we just need six more, and we're working in more than six. So while we're changing the rules on taxes and spending and all the rest, legislatively, we're moving toward calling a convention to fashion a permanent solution, a balanced budget tax limitation amendment.
Exactly. Well, Lou is, as I mentioned, founder, and I said president, but I didn't finish up the rest of the title, and that's president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Lou, we're looking at tax cuts or tax reform. I see it as tax cuts if it's, you know, a partisan agreement that they come down with. It's reform if we get bipartisan. Is that a fair differential between tax cuts and tax reform?
Well, I'll tell you, the problem we confront, and we've written an article on this in the last few days, mm-hmm. not one single Democrat in either the House or the Senate has come across and said, let's talk. And so we're doing this without them, and it is about time, because what we've got to have is growth-inducing tax reform, corporate rate reductions, business rate reductions, territoriality, so we don't double tax companies that earn money of overseas, and that we immediately expense capital investment so that we have as growth-inducing a result as possible.
Well, Lou, if there was ever a time that this could be accomplished, even without the help and assistance of the Democrats who are fixated on being a part of the resistance as opposed to part of the solution here, it is now, because look what's happened with Donald Trump in the White House. The stock market, just on the prospect that there is a horizon of change, and the business activity, small business activity. I've spoken with a half dozen banks, and they tell me, Bill, we got people coming in wanting to open up new businesses every day. We're excited. We're very bullish about new business. And I said, so am I. Let's just keep this going. So it may take we the people forcing this through, and we got to keep the pressure on the GOP to stay focused to the cause at hand, right?
You bet. And let's discuss the contrast mm-hmm. between what happened with Obamacare mm-hmm. and what can happen with tax reform. The beauty is that the Trump administration and the House and Senate are singing off the same sheet. They were not doing so on Obamacare.
Exactly.
Now it is very, very close. There are a few differences. Those can be resolved in the committee that gets together to resolve the differences. But I believe we are very close, and it is I've looked at, you know, I helped Ronald Reagan in 1981 with his tax cuts at that time. And I've looked at this package versus what he had, and this one is more powerful than what Ronald Reagan brought to the surface in August of 1981 wow. because of the corporate changes, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But what the left is talking about, the Pelosi's and Schumer's and all the rest, when we talk about corporate tax cuts, they say, well, you're just toadies of Wall Street and just, you know, the handmaidens of the wealthy and all the rest. Well, that's the baloney that we have to answer, because the key is that all the studies of the last 15, 20 years have demonstrated that of every dollar of taxes a corporation pays, 70 to 90 cents of that dollar is borne in foregone jobs and reduced wages. So the people that are hurt by the corporate tax are not the millionaires. They are the average working families. And the studies that we've observed that Kotlikoff of Boston University has done, and the University of California people, et cetera, demonstrate that we will create tremendous additional capital, investment capital. We will increase wages, and we will increase the jobs, and so everybody benefits.
Exactly. Well, the thing is that really bothers me, Lou, is that there's enough empirical evidence historically, whether we talk about Ronald Reagan, let's go and go back with JFK and things, you know, that have happened in our country along this line. Time and again, this has proven to be the case. And Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, for the sake of partisanship, and of course the mainstream media that is, you know, continues to carry their water, is lying to the American people.
That's exactly right, and that's why we have put together what we call the Tax Reform Truth Squad, mm-hmm. and we are of firing off all kinds of responses and answers, training people, the millennials, older people, et cetera, as to how to respond to the left, to the progressives, to the Soros, to the Bernie Sanders, et cetera, who walk in lockstep with progressivity around the world. This is the breakthrough that can be made, and we can have growth that is 4, 5, 6% like we enjoyed under Ronald Reagan with the right kind of tax reform.
Lou, look at this. I mean, you know, Donald Trump wasn't even supposed to hit 3%. The government official said, you know, the new normal now is like 1.8. We'll be lucky to hit 2. Trump was projecting 3, but he thought it might take him, you know, at least the second year. Inside of the first year, he hits 3. And then in addition to that, how many times whenever Barack Obama was given, you know, when a number was presented out of his administration, you know, they would come back and government would say, oh, we've got to bring that number down. We over-exaggerated. With Donald Trump, this is the first time in a long time the number went up. So it went from 3 to 3.1. And even in this last quarter with the hurricanes and all, we're still at 3%. This is incredible.
That is right. In other words, with just the changes and the anticipation of change, mm-hmm. we have, as you've indicated, moved from just over 1% economic growth rate to 3% in the last quarter. That's why we can go to 4, 5, 6% when we bring in the actual changes and bring money back to America and jobs back and capital investment back here. Barack Obama followed the progressive formula for just destroying the economy and would do nothing other than add people to welfare and food stamps and not cut the taxes that allow for growth. That is about to change. Trump and the Congress are singing off the same sheet. We're going to move America forward.
Amen. Well, and, you know, with Trump coming in, he attacked the regulations, got a lot of regulations out of the way. This started to get the engine revving up again, and the prospects are very bright, not to mention that anywhere from $1 to $3 trillion that's sitting offshore, we repatriate that money. Lou, we start having some fun here in this country.
That's absolutely right, and you're right at the very low rates, 5 or 10%. The accumulated foreign earnings that are sitting offshore can be repatriated here and can not only start new jobs, but be used to stimulate the restoration of the infrastructure of America. So there's so many good positive things ready to happen.
Well, we have to help and keep them focused and stay informed, be an educated voter, be aware, understand what the mainstream media is putting upon you. And Lou, what can they do to stay educated so that they understand the facts that when, you know, they tell them, you know, oh, this trickle-down theory, it's never worked and all this, and, you know, and you go, how can you say it never worked when it's worked?
No, that's right. No, all they people have to do is come to our website of limittaxes.org and join the Tax Reform Truth Squad, and we will make sure we're sending materials out on at least every other day on the key issues and answers and responses so people can be effective advocates for this kind of reform.
Well, without a doubt, and Lou, I look forward to having you back. Let's stay in touch. I want to keep you, you know, keep you connected here with the show at least once a month, you know, to get an update as to what's going on, not just about tax reform and the developments of, you know, that's happening there, but also with the Article 5 Constitutional Convention. Okay.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calbend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Age related.